Hello and welcome to Bible Brothers, a podcast where we read the Bible from front to back. My name is Robert Padnick. With me as always is Dan Klein. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Robert. Happy to be here. So glad that you got me on here.
This was our shortest break.
Ever.
Ever.
We're just going right into it.
Not that you'll know, dear listener.
Dear listener.
You'll think a week has passed.
Yeah, that's what you'll think.
But in reality,
mere seconds.
Seconds have passed before the last episode. We just said, we gotta rip.
We gotta rip this because
I am getting blood drawn. if you must know.
Yeah. People were probably wondering, when is Robert gonna get blood drawn?
Yeah. Right.
Well, I haven't mentioned it on the show.
Yeah, you never talk about getting your blood drawn.
It's happening, guys.
It's finally happening.
But forget the blood talk. Let's talk.
But anyway.
God Squad.
Yeah, what's
going on?
Because
we got some new members.
Oh, right.
And I would like to welcome them.
Hold on. Okay, I have my bell.
Let's ring a bell for Caitlin.
Ding, 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 ding.
I know this Caitlin.
How do you know you know?
Well, I know her last name. I guess I...
Oh, don't say it.
Don't say it, because then everyone will...
Well...
Dox her?
Dox her. Hey, I know her name now. You're done.
Yeah, I'm going to get you.
How do you know Caitlin?
She used to host shows back in New York City. So yeah, we've did many, many a comedy shows together
in the
aughts.
Good time for comedy.
Kind of.
A lot of stuff coming up. Yeah, fresh.
Fresh. It's going to be great. Everyone's lives are going to be great.
Everyone's feeling good.
And this should continue this way.
Yeah. That's cool. Thank you.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Yeah, sweet of you.
Very sweet. Great to see your name.
Welcome.
And yeah, don't be a stranger. Say hi. And then we've got Jesse.
Jesse.
Very cool.
Yeah, very cool, Jesse.
Uncle Jesse.
Keep doing that. Love that. That's it?
That's it.
Wow. Jesse, Caitlin.
They're both yearly subscribers.
Oh.
They took the pledge.
That's nice.
I love that. The big chunk. The chunk for a chunk.
What do you mean? Yeah,
they're giving us a little chunk of change.
Chunk for chunks. Chunk. We'll give you chunks.
It's like cars for kids.
Yeah, chunks for chunks.
Chunks for chunks is a great way to get those chunk of change to our chunky editor, Chunker.
Chunker.
Also known as
Cooper. I have always asked, I think I ask this often, is he getting paid
what he deserves?
What he deserves.
The problem is,
do you have any way to track it at this point?
Yes, I do. Have I taken the time to? If you recall, I'm scared to look at the Excel sheet where what we've paid Cooper versus what he's owed and how much that has accrued.
But what if it's good?
I just think it can't be.
I think it could be.
I'll look into it.
Because with these reoccurring,
chunks.
You know, it's like, it's not, you know, it's like, I know there's some word for it, but it's like, don't underestimate the power of small little contributions.
Right.
They grow into a mighty little
investment.
That's
vehicle. A good ad for like Robinhood or Acorn.
Yeah, just put a little away. You would be surprised.
We'll take a little piece of it.
Facilitate it. But don't worry about that.
Don't worry about those donkeys.
Focus about the other stuff.
Yes, you'll get it. It'll accrue. We love to accrue.
I think we just have to rip the Band-Aid. I'm just so curious. I mean,
I appreciate you being curious.
Wouldn't you be so excited if
we were okay?
This
would be a great time to look at it now, because I think I lose the energy to do it when I'm alone.
But also we could have a bit of a goalpost of like, do we need to be kind of doing a sort of pledge-a-thon?
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know, like, I think if I were listening and I was like, oh, they're so close to like
so
getting
close.
Him whole.
That's how they do it on NPR. They're like, we're missing it this time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
They do it for a reason.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's good. And like, And I think also, I think it would be honest. I know people don't like to do this who want to make money.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if there was a point where he was both paid appropriately and had gotten his back pay,
we could say, guys,
we could say, like, do it for love of the game, but like, we're good.
That would be great.
Like, Cooper's good.
He's very happy.
Can just say, like, do it if you want to be a supporter, but like, it doesn't have the same.
Mm-hmm.
Urgency.
Yeah, I think it would be good for both of us too.
Yeah.
To know that we're not in debt to the Peltz family, because that would be good just to be on equal footing with them.
We haven't bought anything in a while, so like,
that's true. We don't have to buy equipment anymore. We don't even do podcast equipment reviews anymore.
Oh, except the t-shirts. That might have set us back.
Oh, that definitely did. Guys, buy the merch.
Yeah, we got one design.
That's all you need.
But why pick?
Why pick when you can just have one?
There's too many options these days.
It's true. It is a...
Wouldn't you like to go to a store that has one item?
What is that called when it's like too many choices and how it diminishing...
Maybe it's called decision fatigue.
That's it.
If I had to make it up.
Yeah, that's something.
Yeah.
And like when people have to choose between two things, mm-hmm. they can feel very satisfied by what they picked.
Right.
But when they have to choose between 10 things, mm-hmm. they can feel like, oh, I don't know if I got the best one. Mm. So one thing...
Even more better. Satisfying.
Always more satisfying when you have no choice in the matter.
You can't
There's
go
no
wrong.
Free will. And you can't go wrong.
And you can't go right.
Good.
Good.
It is as it is. As the Bible has shown us, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
Yeah.
Some guys get away with it. Some guys don't.
Really magnanimous of Cooper to not inquire.
Give me more. Hey, where's my money?
Kind of.
Well, you know, he's down there in his editing dungeon.
Oh, right.
He's probably just trying to get...
And we keep him busy editing.
And once he's done, once he's made all his money, his shackles will come off.
And then we're in trouble.
Then we're in trouble. Well, hopefully, you know, he runs at us, but he wants to be pet.
Oh, that'd be cute.
Blah, 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 and like we pet him.
Big, sloppy.
Yes.
Stuff.
But yeah, now I'm sort of seeing Cooper's kind of like Slimer.
Oh, I thought you were thinking like Clifford or something.
That too.
Or like Beethoven.
Both.
All right. Well, the great housekeeping, Dan.
Thank you.
Should we read the Bible?
Sure.
Last we left off, Saul was elected king of Israel.
Not elected. Well, elected by God,
by God
with the one vote.
Yeah, with one vote.
Put it in. Go ahead, look at the votes.
Read it.
It's me. So that's good for Saul.
And
tall, good-looking guy.
So far we know almost nothing about him.
We know nothing about him, and we are hoping but will not expect to learn about what happened to his dad's donkeys.
Right. And of course, we're now going to talk about Saul a lot in a book that is called Samuel.
Samuel. You can learn a lot about Saul in Samuel.
It's Samuel, not Saul.
Got it.
Chapter of the Bible is Saul in?
Right.
Samuel.
And so the next book is called Saul?
Next book is called Samuel 2.
More Samuel.
Now back to Samuel.
Sam's back.
Oh wait, we forgot about Samuel. Okay. So all right. So he's the king.
Samuel
now.
Was so successful as a book.
Yeah.
That they had to write another one.
Yeah, just redo this, call it a sequel.
Bring him back.
Maybe they just wrote another book and they're like, Samuel did so good. Just call this one
Samuel too, even though it'll be about something else. But we'll use him and
he'll
kind of like frame it.
We'll have like a dream sequence.
Right.
So, like we'll find a way to squeeze him in. But it's not about him.
It's not really about him.
It's about it all.
But it's gonna get people's butts in the seats.
Yeah. So this chapter, quick pick. Shorty.
Woo!
Shorty, shorty, shorty.
Hope it's bad.
And open up those Bibles to 1 Samuel, otherwise known as Samuel 1, chapter 11, Bible 1. And this is called, section's called Saul Defeats King Nahash of Ammon.
They hate those Ammonites.
Yes.
But they have really not
done anything. And I also thought their beef was with the Philistines at this point.
I think it's just all the people that are in the land that they're claiming is theirs.
They're like
all these people hate
guys.
Us.
They just like keep, they're like Batman characters. They just keep breaking out and
I don't know why.
I think they keep crushing them and they keep like being alive.
Have they not seen that God says it's ours?
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, here we go. Then Nahash the Ammonite came up and encamped against Jabesh Gilead, and all the men of Jabesh said unto Nahash, make a covenant with us and we will serve thee.
They're dying to be slaves again.
Please let us sign. All right, if you insist.
You wrote this up already?
And that's
enslave us.
That's what it says in the Bible. That's how it went. They asked for it.
They're weaklings.
And Nahash the Ammonite answered them, on this condition will I make a covenant with you, that I may thrust out all your right eyes and lay it for a reproach upon all Israel.
Wow, a bad guy.
That's cool.
He's
How about
a real
this?
I got a deal.
Pop out your right eye.
This is a great like Game of Thrones
villain introduction. Yeah.
I'll make you a covenant.
Take out your right eye specifically. And the elders of Jabesh said unto him, give us 7 days respite that we may send messengers unto all the coasts of Israel. And then if there be no man to save us, we will come out to thee.
Sure. And the guy who was like, I want to take your right eye was like, yeah, seven days. Now. That seems fair.
Can you just give us 7 days to like beg for help?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll be here tarrying.
Yeah.
I got it. 7 days. That's not that long at this time.
I bet you
because
won't find help.
The nighttime is so scary that you really only have a few hours in the day to get things done.
Yeah, depending on what season it is, it could be even worse.
Yeah, really short.
Really short. Then came the messengers to Gibeah of Saul and told the tidings in the ears of the people. And all the people lifted up their voices and wept. And behold, Saul came after the herd out of the field. And Saul said, what aileth the people that they weep? And they told him the tidings of the men of Jabesh. And the Spirit of God came upon Saul when he heard those tidings, and his anger was kindled. Sorry.
I like that it
was
said,
kindled greatly.
The Spirit of God came upon him as I thought I was kind of imagining him dancing again.
Right, but no, it's like anger. I'm as mad as God.
And he's mad.
And he took a yoke of oxen and hewed them in pieces.
Oh my God. Again.
Oh.
This is someone's answer to. Didn't they do that to a person before?
Yeah, to like a woman.
They chopped her up.
Yeah, and sent her all over the
place. I know what to do. Chop them up.
And sent them throughout all the coasts of Israel by the hands of messengers, saying, whosoever cometh not forth after Saul and after Samuel, so shall it be done unto his oxen. And the fear of the Lord fell on the people, and they came out with one consent.
I mean, it certainly is scary. Useful, I would be scared to get... Yes, it's a very effective strategy.
Yeah.
Is chopping up, hacking something to pieces and saying, like, I'm going to do that to you. Okay.
All right.
Whatever you want.
And when he numbered them in Bezek, the children of Israel were 300,000 and the men of Judah 30,000. And they said unto the messengers that came, thus shall ye say unto the men of Jabesh Gilead, tomorrow, by that time, the sun be hot, ye shall have help. Oh, sorry. I emphasized it wrong, but you get it. And the messengers came and shewed it to the men of Jabesh, and they were glad. Therefore the men of Jabesh said, tomorrow we will come out unto you, and ye shall do with us all that seemeth good unto you. And it was so on the morrow that Saul put the people in three companies, and they came into the midst of the host in the morning watch, and slew the Ammonites until the heat of the day.
Whoa!
And it came to pass that they which remained were scattered, so that two of them were not left together.
What does that mean?
Like, there were, like...
There was never a pair. There was only,
they
like,
scattered
a few,
so bad.
Then there was, like, occasionally one.
It's very specific, like...
That's how bad they were scattered.
Way to exaggerate how bad something, like, okay. That they didn't... They were so scattery that they couldn't, like, run together.
Because you know how you always like to, like, run away from
with
things holding hands with your buddy.
They were, like, all, like...
They didn't get to do that.
No.
Imagine how scary that would be.
No.
Like, whoa. Even though a guy did just hack up a bull.
Well, that's a really short end to that cool guy,
Nox.
Nahash.
Yeah, dang. I liked
Gone,
how scary he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
Let's put him in our little collection of like...
He burned bright.
Up with, you know, certain man and all the weirdos of the Bible that
Nahash
came quickly.
Bad guy gets his ass handed to him in the first battle.
He seems so tough.
How about I take your eyes? 7 days? Sure.
You shouldn't have agreed to.
Absolutely not.
Insane.
He like was trying to show how nasty he was right. with the eye thing, and then but you found out how nice of a guy he was.
Right. It would have been cool if he's like, go do it. They do it, and then he's like, great, more right eyeballs.
Yeah.
And he like does, and then he kills them all.
Yeah.
You're
but
like,
instead,
wow, this guy's got cojones.
Right. But no, instead he was like, oh, they used those days to like amass an army.
This huge army. Don't kill me.
Please.
I'll be your slave.
Yeah, I'll write a treaty. I'll do anything.
I'll give you my right eyeball. And then a little last section of this is called Saul is confirmed in his kingdom. And the people said unto Samuel, who is he that said, shall Saul reign over us? Bring the men that we may put them to death. That we may put them to death.
Turn these men over to us so that we may put them to death.
Why? And Saul said, there shall not a man be put to death this day, for today the Lord hath wrought salvation in Israel. Then said Samuel to the people, come and let us go to Gilgal and renew the kingdom there. And all the people went to Gilgal, and there they made Saul king before the Lord in Gilgal. And there they sacrificed sacrifices. Ugh.
Oh, boo.
I hate of peace offerings before the Lord. And there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly.
I like that they had to go to Gilgal again. They're like, what should we do tonight? Let's go to Gilgal.
Well,
Party.
It seems like he wasn't the king there or something.
I got to go to Gilgal. Sorry about that last
little sacrifice.
Seemed okay otherwise.
Yeah, they hit me.
Yeah, that hurts, especially in a shorty.
Yeah.
You really don't want that in a shorty.
If they didn't have that last totally pointless little subsection, mm-hmm. like I like this short chapter. It's mm-hmm. just like weird and stupid.
And so that kind of confirms that people like Saul.
Because he saved them, I guess.
He saved them. I mean, honestly, the guys who asked for the week should really get a lot of credit.
Mm, that was smart thinking. That's a bold ask.
For the guy who wants to take your right eye to just say, hey.
Got it.
Long shot.
It's 1 week.
And what was it? What was the week? What were they going
to
do?
He straight up said, so we can go try to get help.
All right. Oh, yeah. More eyeballs for me.
Yeah.
Sure. So he's got some hubris.
Yeah, maybe. At best, if we're reading it, if we're giving him the Bible the most credit.
Right.
He had a lot of hubris.
Yeah, worse is that he's just so stupid. Beyond stupid. Well, yeah, I guess so, because they like really don't like these Ammonites or Philistines.
They might be saying they're so stupid.
Stupid
they would do that.
Guy.
They're like just Polish violent. Jokes. It's like, mm-hmm. you know how stupid they are? You just ask him for more time.
And he says, okay.
He's like, okay, you asked.
Okay, but that it worked. All right, so Saul's the king, baby.
And now this next... chapter is more of a normal one, and it's called this is chapter 12, and the section is called Samuel Testifies to His Integrity.
It's like, I'm a good guy. Let me tell you something. I'm a good guy. Okay, don't believe what you see.
Yeah, I know you know here. Nothing about me, and you have no expectations. I haven't shown that I'm a bad guy.
I'm a good guy.
But I'm a good guy.
Okay. The people listened and sacrificed sacrifices.
And
they continued to live until he died when he was 120.
And Samuel said unto all Israel, behold, I have hearkened unto your voice and all that ye said unto me, and have made a king over you. And now, behold, the king walketh before you, and I am old and gray-headed, and behold, my sons are with you. And I have walked before you from my childhood unto this day. Behold, here I am. Witness against me before the Lord and before his anointed. Whose ox have I taken? Or whose ass have I taken? Or who have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed? Or of whose hand have I received any bribe to blind mine enemies? I don't know my eyes, but therewith. And I will restore it to you. And they said, thou hast not defrauded us nor oppressed us, neither hast thou taken aught of any man's hand. And he said unto them, the Lord is witness against you, and his anointed is witness this day, that ye have not found aught in my hand. And they answered, he is witness.
Interesting. Conversation with a big crowd.
Yes. And they spoke as one. Mm-hmm, Got it. Not you.
Okay.
Okay, that's it. Next section is called Samuel Reproves the People for Their Ingratitude.
Uh-oh.
This seems to be part of the same section of Samuel talks to the people.
Yeah, he likes it. He's a real showman.
But they're dividing it. Now he's going to do something else. And Samuel said unto the people.
He had a little water break. Okay, now, chapter 2.
He has so much stage presence. He just doesn't feel the need to take up the time. He mm-hmm. can sit in it.
He's good to go.
Gives me confidence that I can sit in it.
He can.
He doesn't feel sweaty. Take a big, slow sip of water.
Yeah,
take your time.
He's okay. He's letting everybody, he knows they're going to be hanging on to what happens next.
Loosen up.
So.
All right. Where was I?
Where was I?
Yeah, yes. And Samuel said unto the people, it is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron and that brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt. Now,
seems like you just have to
do that.
Start. You have to pay homage to
the big ones.
Yeah.
Moses, Aaron.
The Mount Rushmore of Israelites.
Yeah.
Those guys. Abe, Moses. God got them out of there. They're
I'm
good
glad
people.
That Aaron gets his due.
Oh yeah,
you know it's like the Bible's like he's like I feel like to me he was. I didn't know him as well as Moses, but he was really important.
Totally.
In some ways, more important. I feel
yes.
like he was doing a lot of
the
heavy lifting.
Yeah,
king, priest.
Yeah,
head of the priests.
Kind of. That's where it feels like Samuel seems like is maybe
like maybe he'll
more
retire
Aaron.
To like a. Yeah, I'll be the head of the priests from now on.
It seems like that's kind of what, like, he's like, I could present.
Nice position for an old man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, I come in a little bit and I approve stuff, but...
But I
have
go
a
fishing.
Meal.
But I do other stuff now. It's not all about the job.
Yeah, I do puzzles.
Yeah, love puzzles.
I love my puzzles.
I have a little group that I trade puzzles with. You don't have to buy them all yourself. We trade.
Oh, yeah. Then you don't have... Yeah, because once you finish a puzzle, unless you're like, going to frame it.
What are you going to do with it? Frame it. I don't know people who do that. I see the... I see the adhesive. It's like, what are you going to do with that? Once you get
a picture.
Let's get a picture at that point.
But yeah, that's what I'm up to.
It's good for the mind. I don't know. It's relaxing.
There's a great YouTube channel that I had never heard of that my friend showed me, which is an old British man just showing you all of his like toys and objects and illusions called Grand Illusions.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
I see it on TikTok.
Okay, yeah.
But same guy. He's got great toys.
He's got great toys.
Yeah.
And it's a great look. It looks kind of like a PBS show.
Yeah. So shout out to Grand that guy. Illusion.
To the old man of Grand Illusions.
Okay. Yeah, it's, now, therefore, stand still that I may reason with you before the Lord of all the righteous acts of the Lord, which he did to you and to your fathers. When Jacob was coming... Oh, not this again. When Jacob was coming to Egypt and your fathers cried unto the Lord, then the Lord sent Moses and Aaron, which brought forth your fathers out of Egypt and made them dwell in this place. And when they forgot the Lord, their God, he sold them into the hands of Sisera, captain of the host of Hazor, and into the hand of the Philistines, and into the hand of the king of Moab, and they fought against him. And they cried unto the Lord and said, we have sinned because we have forsaken the Lord and have served Balaam and Ashtaroth. But now deliver us out of the hand of our enemies, and we will serve thee. And the Lord sent Jerubbaal and Bedan and Jephthah and Samuel and delivered you. Oh, and Samuel, me.
Thank you. Thank you. Hold for applause.
Hold for applause. Hold for applause. Yeah. You might know that guy. And delivered you out of the hand of your enemies on every side, and ye dwelled safely. And when ye saw that Nahash, the king of the children of Ammon, came against you, ye said unto me, nay, but a king shall reign over us when the Lord your God was your king. Now therefore, behold the king whom ye have chosen and whom ye have desired. And behold, the Lord hath set a king over you. If ye will fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall both ye and also the king that reigneth over you continue following the Lord your God. But if ye will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you as it was against your fathers.
So weird to me that the agreement that they've come up with, that God gave them, gave in and was like, yes, you want a king. I'm your king. You really don't need one, but okay. And right. Now you guys have to listen to him.
Doesn't seem like the right message.
I don't even know what the message is supposed to be. Like, yeah. Sometimes he's like, all right,
these people need a king. They're
down here.
Okay, then give it to them.
And they better listen to him, though.
Yeah, okay.
Why?
Why? Who cares?
I guess because, like, well, if I'm going to appoint this guy, I mean, I guess it makes sense for God. It's like, well, then I don't have to do as much work.
And number two.
Like, you deal with him. Right. He'll do most of it. Right. And then I'll talk with him.
I kind of thought that was Samuel, though.
Right.
You know, he seemed like they made this whole big deal. We had to read all those chapters about how, like, what his mom and stuff.
Yes.
It was like, okay.
It is weird that, you know, when they bring up the old stories of, like, Abraham, Moses, like, they always mention them. But we've read so many other stories. And it's weird that, like, even in the Bible, they're admitting, like, those other ones aren't that important.
Totally. It's like, it's just Moses.
It's just Moses.
It's really, like, Moses is our good story.
That's the one... Yeah. I saw some picture on Reddit that was like a guy holding up a, you know, ancient little carving stone. What is it called? Sorry.
A tablet?
Tablet. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And it had like the one of the oldest stories.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the creation, the flood creation myth that is basically what the Noah story is.
Oh, it's like, and then it was like a different artifact.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it was like it was a different guy though at the time.
What's his name? Someone else.
It was like king. It was like a Sumerian king or something. And you're like, dang, dude. Even Noah's like ripped off.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we kind of changed Noah. We made him a little
hard to contradict that. Like, yeah. I mean, if you were like the Bible was first, and you're like, what about this stone?
That's this tablet that has the same story.
It's like older.
Like, yeah, but
ours, what?
But ours was Noah. And it's like, yeah, there's actually a lot of other stories that are the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Except that it's like a different guy because you always made the guy your people.
Yeah.
Oops.
Oopsies.
They didn't think they were going to get caught.
Didn't think you'd had the stone from way back then. It was so long ago.
Let me see that stone.
Crack. Oopsies.
It's the stone.
I broke your stone. I guess we'll never know.
Right. Yeah. Now what? Well, there's other stones with there's, other.
Yeah. Oh. It's like a story that a lot of people had. Okay. In this last section. Oh, wow. The next chapter has cool stuff.
You saw it? You?
I just kind of peeked in it. It sounded cool.
Dragon?
The second best thing. That for a little cliffhanger. Ooh. Okay, so then the last section of this, though, is Samuel warns the people about their sin in asking for a king.
Okay, well, hopefully this at least concludes, like...
where he's going with this.
Right, and, like, what we're supposed to glean from the whole story.
Right. Why all this is happening. And isn't and Samuel the king?
Saul is the king.
But who's Samuel?
He's, like, a prophet.
Okay.
So that's why I think he's, like, I like Aaron.
Okay.
You know, Aaron didn't wear the crown, but he's a cool guy.
Okay.
He was there. He's part of the, you know, he's in the room.
Right. You could be a king and not like be talking directly to God.
Uh-huh. He's kind of a king in his own way.
Right.
It'd be great if that's what he like spent the rest of the time sort of justifying, like, you know, not every king wears a crown.
Right.
You know, it's really about the respect he gets from the people. And also, if you really like him, he's kind of a king in his own way.
Right.
I'm very well liked.
Did I mention I'm very well liked?
What else? What else?
What else? Well, he has a little more to say. Now, therefore, stand and see this great thing which the Lord will do before your eyes. Is it not wheat harvest today? This sounds like a magic trick.
Yeah.
I will call unto the Lord, and he shall send thunder and rain.
Yes.
That ye may perceive and see that your wickedness is great.
I also like that this seems like it's the end of the show.
Oh.
Now what you all came to see, little lightning and thunder...
which ye have done in the sight of the Lord in asking you a king. It's so weird. I didn't even get the sense up until now that...
it was bad?
Yeah, like this whole getting of Saul seemed like nice and righteous, and he even seemed to really save them from another bad guy. Like
the king helped.
All seemed very positive. And now they're like, shame on you.
Yeah, and also like God, when he said, hey, this guy's going to be king, like, he wasn't like, and that'll be the bastard.
And that'll show him or something. Right. Or like, you'll see what I've got. He's like,
that loser. No. Well, maybe that's why. So maybe he was a loser. He lost his donkeys. That's how incompetent. Like what an incompetent family this guy comes from.
Right.
But he was tall and good looking.
Maybe that was bad back then.
Oh, yeah. You're supposed to be
short and
very
ugly.
Small and ugly. Oh, we love a small and ugly. Hey, short and bad.
Short and bad.
Makes sense.
Back then, that was a good thing.
Short and bad. Yeah. long and good. No.
So Samuel called unto the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. And all the people said unto Samuel, pray for thy servants unto the Lord thy God that we die not, for we have added unto all our sins this evil to ask us a king.
That's so complicated. It's evil to ask for a king.
Yeah, why?
Because I guess you have God, so you don't need a king.
But they did.
And it worked. And also,
it worked.
It's not, it doesn't seem unusual.
And before then, it didn't work.
To be like, hey, it just helps us to have like hierarchies.
It doesn't seem like you're saying that's God.
Right.
We just need a king,
person to listen to. It
like
helps.
A point person.
That's it. Fine. Don't call him a king if it's that bad.
Yeah. Ugh.
And also, you never said that that's a sin.
I don't think you ever specifically said that.
Like,
no.
We've got the Ten Commandments.
You said,
we've
like,
got,
don't praise other gods.
That's a big one.
And hey, we have...
guilty as charged.
That one's on us. Blame us for that.
Fine. But the king thing I thought was a good middle ground.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to worship this guy, but it would help
that's
us. Like,
why, like, almost why kings are there.
We're looking
like,
for some kind of father figure.
Why we aren't calling this guy God.
We thought we were doing a good thing.
And Samuel said unto the people, fear not, ye have done all this wickedness. Yet turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. And turn ye not aside, for then should ye go after vain things, which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way.
This is weird.
Yeah. Only fear the Lord, and serve him in truth. I think he just said, don't fear. Verse 20, fear not. Now he's saying, fear him.
Wow.
Contradicted.
Samuel, you should have probably practiced a little bit more.
I mean, don't fear him. I mean, God.
In conclusion.
Anyway.
Fear is the greatest. What is fear but fear itself?
Yeah.
Fear not.
Anyway, where's Saul? Saul?
Yeah. King, you're king.
Get up here.
Where is he? He's always over there by that stuff.
He is back at this freaking stuff. What's he doing in this stuff?
He's always like rifling through stuff.
Get out of there.
Oh, sorry.
This is good
he's
stuff.
Like a collector. So he likes, you know, finding little
yeah,
trinkets.
I found this like...
Oh, I could use that for my collection.
Lampshade. Very, if I found a lamp base, that'd be really good.
Mm-hmm. I could sell it.
Ah, oh, you stupid, long, beautiful man.
Yeah, boo. He's so long and beautiful.
Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you. But if ye shall still do wickedly, ye shall be consumed, both ye and your king.
But if you served him rightfully, he will be rewarded. But if you don't, he'll kill you.
Don't fear that.
Don't fear that, because if all you have to do is live righteously and don't pray to other gods, but if you do,
fear him.
This is the first time I'm seeing that he's like, and I wonder if Samuel's just saying this to like puff up his speech a little bit, fill it out, but he's like, God's happy that you're his people.
Maybe the first time we've heard it.
Kinda.
Yeah, I know. I've never heard of him. Right? It also seems like bullshit.
I kind of think so, right? Because it's not God saying it.
It seems very politician-y. It feels very culty.
Mm-hmm. It's good. Yeah, he hurts you because he loves you.
It's a lot of that. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of, well, like, don't be afraid, even though I just commanded God to punish you and you're like destroy your food. Like,
right.
Hey, he loves you, baby.
Abuser.
But don't F with him.
A gaslighting abuser.
I don't like it.
Okay, so we're...
What do you think of that chapter? I have a thought loaded.
Yeah,
but
please.
No, you tell me.
No, I don't have...
I don't like it.
Why not?
It's just what happened. Just
that's kind of what I was trying to remember. As
like,
when you asked
happened.
Me, I was like, what did happen?
No, I don't think anything happened.
It was really just Sam's speech.
Oh, it was all this speech.
It was
all
a little bit
stupid
of a
speech.
Kind of a bad show.
And I feel like we kind of... He's covering stuff we knew.
Always going back to the... I mean, there is something... I'm not even saying this is good or bad, but it's consistent, which is something. Mm-hmm. And that does feel very Jewish tradition to me.
What?
That it's like, it's not good or bad. We're just doing it again. The tradition.
Right.
Like, this just is. And I don't know. We don't want to be the ones to stop it.
Doesn't matter if it's boring.
Right. And so this, like, when they always bring up Moses.
Right.
And that, it's like, well...
That feels right to me.
Yeah, like I have Stockholm syndrome now that it's like comforting.
Yeah, to just repeat
to hear
these
it
names.
Again. That it's like that. Yeah, that I feel home. That we're back in that again.
That's how I feel about a lot of Jewish traditions. Is like you kind of want to stand up and be like, "Wait, guys, like why don't we just stop?
We could stop it.
Like just why?
Like I don't know.
We could just like have a meal
because God took Moses out of Egypt and Aaron." And he,
especially with the Haggadah, and like you're like the you're like,
do we have to?
You're like, you know, when you're a kid, you're like, oh, I'm bored, but the adults are into it. And then you get older, you're like, everyone's bored,
and well, I'm only doing this because it's been done.
So just stop if you're still bored. Like but, you're like, oh, but I did it.
I
you
did
know,
it,
and now I'm doing it.
And then they'll do that, and that's almost like kind of the conclusion of the Bible. Is like, it was done, so now you do.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Good, question mark?
That's the maybe that's how the Bible ends.
Yeah.
Good?
Good.
Did you think that was good?
Was that good?
How was that for you? Doesn't matter, because you're just going to do it.
Well, as I lapse into a dry throat coughing
yes.
fit, I have to say adieu to our audience and let you kind of do the wrap up.
I'll wrap it up. You cough.
You do. You keep
well,
going.
I'll wait. I'm gonna wait though, anyway, because that might get picked up on my mic.
Okay.
Anyway, Robert's dead. He has
fast.
To go get his blood drawn. Hopefully, he's able to do that before he dies. But guys, thanks so much for listening to Sam's speech. 5 stars on iTunes. Just thinking about what a great show Samuel put on. And if you really didn't like his speech, which is fair, you could say that in the comments, but not in the rating. You can't do that.
It has nothing to do with us. Sorry, I'm dying. But that has nothing to do with us.
Thank you to Wizard for his little toots.
Yeah, thank you for the deadly farts. You poisoned me. You dried my throat out.
Guys, get the merch, the one design. You can't be disappointed.
Oh, go to the store. It's very easy.
It's very easy. It's one thing, a sticker or a shirt.
Okay, I gotta go. I gotta cough. Keep going. Right. Keep going.
And five stars. Hit us up on the Discord. And drink water. You know, if you get
my
the cough,
stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated,
don't do
guys.
What I did.
And until then, keep reading your Bibles.
Bye.
Bye.